Protesters in Australia have joined calls from around the world seeking justice for George Floyd. Those at a Perth gathering last night did so peacefully. They wanted to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, but also they want recognition for the high rates of Indigenous deaths in custody here. Our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald was there.
Hundreds have gathered here in Perth for a peaceful rally on this Monday evening. They're joining protesters around the world who've taken to the streets following the death of unarmed black man George Floyd after he was detained by police in Minneapolis. But this rally isn't just about racism in the US. Amid the chants of Black Lives Matter are calls for recognition of the disproportionately high rates of Indigenous Australians in prison and deaths in custody.
It's not just happening in the United States, it's happening in Australia. There was heaps of people that came along, supported us black people.
Racism is very much relevant. It's a real thing, like it's happening, and that's why everyone is out here tonight.
Noongar elder Ben Taylor says Indigenous Australians feel solidarity with those protesting in the US.
We identify strongly with American and African American. They're angry over there, so are we. And I can see where they're coming from.
It's really brought to light what black and Indigenous people are experiencing around the world.
Dr. Hannah McGlade is a senior Indigenous research fellow at Curtin University and a member of the United Nations Permanent Forum for Indigenous Issues.
These are all very live issues in Australia where, you know, Aboriginal people's lives are unsafe and people are dying at the hands of police. This is a real issue here and we haven't been facing it. And resistance to actually naming up racism.
According to the Australian Law Reform Commission, the overrepresentation of Aboriginal people in prison is a growing and persistent problem. Indigenous men are 14.7 times more likely to be imprisoned than non-Indigenous men, while Indigenous women are 21.2 times more likely than non-Indigenous women.
We don't need to turn to America to see what racism and heavy-handed policing and what a broken criminal justice system looks like.
Sophie Trevitt is the executive officer of Change the Record, a national Aboriginal-led justice coalition. She says Australia needs to properly address the problem of Indigenous incarceration.
Aboriginal people in Australia are put into prisons at the highest rate in the world, largely for very minor offending and offending that it's linked to poverty. So you have people being thrown into prison cells because of an inability to pay back a fine. That's not a decent thing for a society to do to anybody.
There are more Black Lives Matter rallies planned for cities around Australia in coming days.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.